No. We're all healthy.
Wealthy and wise. Wealthy. I don't know about wise.
At least. Savings are going down. Anyway, welcome to season two of The Three Sad Bastards. We thought we'd start this COVID era with an episode about headphones. Because if you're stuck at home with nothing to do except work on spreadsheets or answer emails or on Zoom calls, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be wanting to listen to
music. Headphones.
That's right. Oh,
using my headphones.
Using your headphones.
Using your headphones.
I will admit, I've had an awful lot of people contact me and ask about headphones.
If you know anything about them.
As soon as COVID hit, I had gone off and very quickly determined that headphones needed a lot of research, and then I just bought whatever was on eBay at the time. No, I'm kidding. But I think headphones are the next frontier, the COVID frontier, and I think an awful lot of our readers will probably have gone off and be considering headphones, not know what to do, what to get, how much to spend. And I think we need to help them because, you know, we help others after we've helped ourselves. We can share knowledge. Of course we can.
Yeah, of course.
I reckon currently headphones are the absolute focus for COVID because you're just going to get so much enjoyment out of it. So, Johnny, what have you done with headphones recently?
Well, every episode I talk about my journey, and I don't see why this one should be any different. Look, I've always resisted headphones. I just thought they were stupid.
You've been anti-headphones, actually.
Actively anti-headphones.
Resistance is too mild a word.
I just thought that was stupid, right? You know, I've had these great pair of Sennheiser closed back headphones. And to be honest, Trev, I never understood why you like headphones. And I had, well, it wasn't an epiphany. I had Aris start your journey, Aris, about getting headphones for whatever reason. And I thought, often he's on the right thing. And I actually borrowed a pair of Trevor's Hi-Fi
Actually, that's right. Yeah, that came first.
And the stacks. And I put them on and went, these are actually extraordinarily good. And then I finally got the stacks going with the stacks app and went,
Hold on. What? Hi-Fi Man, stacks. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe Trev, you could tell us about the Hi-Fi Man and stacks because the stacks actually blew my mind.
So I've liked headphones for ages, and my headphone journey started a little while ago where I listened to some Audizy, I don't know how you pronounce it, and actually had bought a pair of the LCD open back headphones. I had found that open back headphones for me were just a no-brainer compared to closed back. I could not listen to closed back headphones.
What's open back, closed back? What's the difference?
So open headphones are essentially where if you have headphones on your head and you're listening, someone sitting next to you can hear what's going on. So there's the membrane, the whatever it is that vibrates, there's nothing blocking the sound coming out. And closed back, there's a like a cover over the headphones, basically, so that people around you can't hear what's going on. So
that's equivalent to like a speaker in a box or one of those infinite baffle speakers.
I think, well, that's one thing we could talk about with headphones is how different they are to speakers because, you know, the speakers in a box or speakers with infinite baffle or dipoles or electrostats or all of that sort of stuff sound massively different because of the way they interact with the room, but headphones don't interact with the room almost by definition. What I found with closed back headphones, and maybe it's the word closed, but they sounded constrained and maybe because they shut out the world a lot. Open back headphones allow outside sound to come in. I think closed back also the use case is if you're working or listening where there are other people and you don't want to listen and you don't want them to be disturbed.
Unless you're a sad bastard and you want them to be offended and hear your music. And
exactly.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, because some of your music is offensive.
That's my music.
No, sorry. That's your music, John.
But back that open and closed back thing, I never got that because I didn't know you could get open back headphones. And all my headphones were closed back. And I never liked the sound. It always felt really restricted on my ears or something. And then I tried the open back the openness of the sound was incredible. Just totally so different.
Just to sort of quickly circle back. So John was starting on this journey of listening to headphones. So I lent him two pairs of headphones that I've accumulated. One is a pair of Hi-Fi Man HEX, I think they're called, which are open back headphones. And another one is a pair of Stax. Now, Stax are a peculiar beast because they are electrostatic headphones, meaning they have to have something like 500 volts applied to the membrane that's so you're sitting there with this, you know, high voltage across your head, but
what could go wrong.
So anyway, I lent both pairs to John, and you can tell us what you thought of that, John.
One was really good and the other one didn't work.
Hang on, why didn't the other one work?
I actually don't know. There was some bubbling of the valves and stuff which I didn't really quite understand, and it didn't work. So I gave it back to you in the hope that you wouldn't notice. Clearly you didn't.
Okay.
All right, so Johnny, for you, when you tried Trevor's cans, you very quickly realized that Trevor was right all along and that open back headphones was the way that you needed to, that they did it for you. You were sold. You were going to do it.
Trevor's headphones just convinced me. And I ended up thinking, I'll go for an open back headphone. I just don't see why I'd ever go closed back again.
So you bought a pair of headphones. I mean, I think we all did. We all do this, right? You know, you buy a pair of headphones, and apart from the Stax, which need an amplifier, according to Trevor, and obviously they do, are headphones enough? Like, do you just stop at headphones and plug them into your iPhone and off you go? Or,
well, what I didn't realize is there's a whole spectrum of impedances on headphones. So you can have, I don't know, 32 ohm headphones or 600 ohm headphones, and
just some like speakers, really, right?
Yeah, high, some are easy to drive, and some are hard.
Right.
So when I took when I borrowed Trevor's Hi-Fi Man, I stick them into the back of my Mac, listened to them, went, my God, this is amazing. And then there was a conversation about headphone amplifiers, and I thought, ah, no, you don't need that. And then when I heard the Stax, mind you, it's a totally different paradigm. I thought, maybe there is something there about headphone amplifiers.
What was the reason you bought headphones, Johnny?
Because you and
Trevor. Was it COVID or? Sorry?
No, just you and Trevor had them.
Oh, we were needling you.
Yes.
This sad bastard influence.
Okay, so, right, so peer group pressure, basically.
Basically.
What are sad bastards for? If not to encourage friends to spend money.
And things they may or may not need.
I ended up with a pair of Focal Eclairs.
Yeah, wow. Amazing. Which, they're amazing speaker manufacturers, right? They've got into headphones as well, have they?
Yeah, they're top three range, the Eclairs, the Clears, and the Utopias are amazing. So I've bought the entry level of that upper echelon.
Right.
Beautifully made. The dynamics of them are absolutely fantastic.
Mm.
And they look really cool.
It sounds like you have your speakers, your headphones, you need an amplifier, and then you've also got somehow to get the music to the to the amplifier, which is a DAC, right? So are those the three things you need, basically, like any speaker system? Is that what we're talking about here?
I think in most cases, particularly for our use cases where we're, you know, desktop listening, it's a digital source going through a DAC into an amp, into the headphone. So yeah, that's really what you need.
It's interesting that with my experience, I bought a Burson Playmate, and the sound of it being pure Class A, it's fantastic. I have
as opposed to unpure Class A,
impure,
impure. Well, I have a.
It is called a Playmate after all.
Aris, you've had a really interesting experience.
I took a similar journey, I think, to headphones when I started looking at headphones and whatever, as I did with my main stereo, which is look into the sort of pro market, see what people who actually mix and make music use, and that's partly because I don't trust a lot of audiophile points of view until I've actually experienced it. So I decided to get a pair of pro audio headphones. So I bought a pair of Beodynamic 990 Pros, and then I bought a pro amp. That's the Rupert Neve headphone amp, and that worked pretty well. Like, I really enjoyed that. You know, good combination. But I guess I also then started looking at sort of valve amps and what they would do with high impedance headphones, which the Beyerdynamic 1990 Pro is, about 300, I think, ohms. And I thought, why not? You know, maybe the journey, maybe I can accelerate my journey to headphone nirvana, and went with the Woo Audio WA2 valve amp. And then I thought, but I think I can do better on the headphones now. And then I went and put an order in for some ZMF Auteurs from the US, where they're handmade by this guy in a shop in Colorado or his house. So, you know, the journey with headphones, I mean, you know, comparatively to hi-fi, you can move pretty quickly through what you like and don't like, try it and move on. So unlike hi-fi, which are major purchases, like they take years and years and years to save up for, headphones and even headphone amps, not as expensive as main hi-fi gear generally. And then a DAC, I needed a DAC. So there's a local manufacturer of DACs, Geisler, I think it's pronounced, or Geisler. The Klein DAC, I just reached out to him and he just said, yeah, I can make you a Klein 3. And he made one up and sent it over. So that's my setup. All right. We just touched briefly on DACs and do they matter? And I think let's just get that out of the way. Should you spend a lot of money on a headphone system DAC?
So I'm using a Topping D10 DAC, which is, you can pick it up for about $100. And I believe that you don't need anything more than that.
Yeah.
I've got a bit.
So you've got two toppings. Have you got one for your main system and one for your headphone?
No, I don't. So I have to move it back and forth.
No way.
I haven't said that. I think I'm. I can't afford the extra $100 for another DAC.
That's awesome.
I haven't said that. I haven't listened to my main system. So, you know, since we've been in the current lockdown, because I've been on headphones all day.
It's because it doesn't have a DAC.
No. I've got a different paradigm here. My headphone amp sits for my desk where I work during the day. I actually work, unlike you two guys. And the Burson has a built-in DAC, and it makes for one really neat box sitting on my desktop. It's wife-friendly. It's fantastic.
Your DAC gets friendly with your wife.
I reckon we're at risk of losing our listener if we say that DACs don't matter. It's controversial.
So, okay, well, a bit of contention there. Some of us think DACs don't matter that much. Some of us think that they matter a bit more. But at the end of the day, you know, I think, John, you brought up a good point, which is headphone amps often have DACs built in, or an option to have a built-in DAC to make it convenient and reduce the box count. So, and I think they're more than good enough, right? You know, what else really matters?
So one of the things I've discovered about headphones, particularly because I'm wearing them for hours a day, now that I'm working at home, is that comfort is something that makes a huge difference. So the headphones, in a way, I think are more personal than speakers, perhaps.
So just to wrap that up, I think it's really important to get comfortable headphones. And the only way you can do that is to try them out in the store or buy randomly.
Yeah, right. So ergonomics matter, right? At the end of the day, you're interacting with these devices physically, unlike speakers. So I think it does come into it a lot.
What struck me, the quality of sound for the price is incredible.
Yeah, and I think Aris sort of touched on that before. You can play around with some really good gear at a price that isn't anywhere near what the equivalent quality would cost for a normal hi-fi system. I mean, you can spend stupid money on headphone gear for sure, but, you know, you're paying a fraction of what you would pay to get that quality from a normal hi-fi system. I think headphones are tremendous value.
Yeah, we've discussed things like ream equalization, renormalization in the past. What I didn't realize is that that could be done with headphones as well. When I bought my Clears, lots of great stuff going on, but huge amounts of bass, which, and I understand some people really like that, but to me, it's just overdone. And then using a correction curve and the EQ within Rune, I could renormalize my response to a flatter response. And since I've done that, I've thought my headphones are absolutely fantastic.
So there's nothing wrong with normalizing to get rid of artifacts in your room, or sometimes your preference.
But I can say you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, because I tried to normalize my really cheap Sennheisers. They still sounded terrible.
You just tell it was something quality, actually.
So yeah. Given where we are, you know, we've gone through zero to having systems, headphone systems now in all our lives. So what's one bit of advice you'd give to anyone who's thinking about headphones?
Just one piece question. Of advice. Don't listen to ours.
Okay. Well, that's your advice, Gon. Your
applies for everything, doesn't it?
That's general advice.
Mm-hmm. My advice would be listen before you buy, because as I said before, they are very personal.
So just can you come up with some actually, you know, useful advice?
Random stuff. Just buy stuff when it's cheap, and if you don't like it, flog it. It's pretty simple, I think.
That's such bad advice. I reckon listen to our podcast, of course. It's a great bit of advice, because, you know, I think we're full of pearls of wisdom, so I think sometimes.
I take a slightly different view.
Surprise, surprise.
Buy headphones that really look cool, like the Focals, and get an amp which actually looks cool. Sound like, stuff is secondary.
So like, you know, like the Wu 2 and the ZMFs. Could you get much cooler, Johnny? So that I think that wraps up headphones. Enjoy. I think they will give you endless hours of either pain on your ears if you choose the wrong ones, or fantastic joy if you choose the right ones. It's been the end of episode one. So we're going into season two, episode two next week, or the week after, or the week, whenever we can be bothered. But it's going to be around DIY loudspeakers.
That's a surprise.
We're at COVID. You've got a lot of time at home. What do? You make your own you make your own loudspeakers.
See you next week.
Headphones. How about that?
Have
we thought about that one?
Let's leave that for season three, shall we?
Yeah, wrap us up, Aris. Yeah.